Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Dan, sing it. I don't know the words, doll.
Wait, why don't I know the song?
Oh my god, so, ready
for
it? You
don't know this? Ready?
Here we go. Who sings it?
The really good beat's about to come, ready. Okay, guys, get prepared for it. Your dance. It's like coming in like 12 seconds.
I'm telling you,
it's killer. Wait.
I don't even know it.
Well, you maybe introduce yourself, and when the thing comes up, I'll mention it.
Okay, guys, it's Megan. Tonight, we're going to be doing Vanderpump Rules After Show, per use. It is season 4, already episode 15, Pucker and Powell. Everybody do your best Pucker and Powell.
I'm the definition, the queen of the duck face. I'm always like...
Wait, it's Zoolander Central, like...
Well, hello, everybody. I am Justine, and you can find me on Twitter at JustineDivana3. And that's D-I-V-A-N-N-A. People usually don't know how to spell it. And then you can find me on Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine. And I just wanted to make a quick mention in the beginning that I also do the after show for Cocktails with Chloe, and we're doing a huge giveaway. So definitely follow me on Instagram, Let's Face It with Justine.
It's about to come.
Here we go.
Boo doo doo doo. Can we please get it turned up just quickly?
I don't know this song.
Doo boo doo doo doo. Da-da-da. How good is it? Oh my god, I love it.
It's your turn. I'm done.
I'm sorry, because I don't work out, but whenever this comes on in the spin class, I'm like bloody going
so you
for
you do work out.
I do a spin class once a fortnight, once every 2 weeks, and like normally I just sit there because the instructor's hot, so I just like sit there drooling over them. But then when this comes on, I really get into it, love it. But anyway, I'm Dan Babic, so you can find me on Instagram at Dan Babic and on Twitter at Dan Babic. That's DanBabic with an underscore.
That was probably our longest intro of the season.
I had to add
my giveaway because it's really exciting for all you girls out there.
it's really
exciting. So
and boys as well, yeah.
I don't even think I introduced myself, guys. So hey, it's Megan Stecker once again. So excited to be here. And if you guys want to tweet me, it's at Megan Stecker.
Megan's never this like loose and not saying you're not fun, but you know what I mean?
Mondays are usually stressful for me, and Dan came in a little earlier than usual. He had a less stressful Monday, and we just like talked it out and we just got in the vibe.
We really do.
We're all feeling better.
Yeah, because I usually come in like, because my boss is a fucking slave driver. I'm there at 5 a.m. I'm there to like, I normally run in and I'm like,
yeah.
She stresses me out. I don't get stressed, but today she's in London, so I had a bit of a cat nap during the day.
London.
Just did a bit of a Facebook chat. Well, I deleted Facebook actually, but I did a bit of a social media
chat.
Why
did you though? Why?
I was sick of, this is funny actually, this is, well, not funny, it's actually kind of a bit of a serious topic. I think Instagram and Twitter is a little bit more, not personal as much. Do you know what I mean? Because you follow people that you don't really know and you follow celebrities and it's not all people you know. But I was I've been thinking about it for a while and I'm sick of, you know, people I know, trying to compete with each other and trying to pretend that their lives are perfect and, put out a fake image. And I thought, I'm not down for that. I don't want to try and perpetrate this, and I don't want the number of likes or comments I get from, friends and family to measure my self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
And why do I care? Because, you know, in Instagram, you don't really have random people that you follow, whereas on Facebook, you've got, you know, people from the last 6 to 8 years. And I thought, why am I measuring my self-worth on people that I don't care about and haven't seen for 5 years?
What about Instagram, though?
But I mean, that's more like, you know, more the fans, and I only follow celebrities and my close friends. That's it.
Yeah.
And same as Twitter, we just do it to interact with the fans. But anyway, back to the show and everything that was going on today, because
yes,
it was a killer episode.
I just want to say, I feel like there was so much behinds going on the show between talking about Lala's bedroom behavior and seeing Stassi's derriere once again, which we usually get to see at least once a season, which is exciting. I feel like it was not really revolving around Pucker and Pounce, but bottoms.
All bottoms.
Let's get to what happened. Stassi and Christina Kelly are discussing her failed talk with Lisa last week. How did you guys feel about the way she was describing what went on with Lisa? I felt like she was kind of making herself into a victim.
She was. I think I wrote it down here. She said, "I'd rather give birth to a dump truck than talk to Lisa today." I'm like, damn, that would hurt, first of all.
And one more quote before Dan gives his 2 cents. In the same conversation, she said, "All I ever did was tell a few people to fuck off." I mean,
Would you be honest?
Like, that's all she ever did.
Yeah, that was where I stood up for her. I thought, you know what, you guys, she just told a few people to fuck off. Get over it. It's been a year. But one thing I did not like at all, and I'm not a Lisa fan at all, mm-hmm. but I actually really like her these days in these episodes. I think we're starting to see a more authentic lady. But how dare she, after Lisa saved her ass from that sex tape, paid the $900 to get it off.
$900.
I know that that's not a lot to Lisa, but it is to us poor people. And for Stassi to be like, "You didn't do enough. You didn't have my back." That is the most like, there is no one more in your life that has your back than Lisa. And how dare you, after the years and years that she has mentored you, she's made you grow as a person and helped you out, that's a slap in the face. And as far as I'm concerned, I think that's fair enough that Lisa doesn't want anything to do with her, because it's a huge slap in the face, and Lisa invests so much time in her employees and wants them to grow. So, that's what I thought of it.
I'm at such a happy medium with it, because I totally agree with what you said. I agree with what you said. But then I'm like, all of these people are psycho and they forgive each other. So I'm like, okay, so they can forgive each other, but not Stassi. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not saying that Stassi should be forgiven, but then maybe not everyone else should have been forgiven. Oh my God, I can't talk tonight. Forgiven either.
I agree with you there. I totally do, because I don't agree with the way Stassi treats people. But if everyone else in the group, for all the terrible things they've all done to each other, the backstabbing, the sleeping with everyone's significant others, terrible, terrible things, stealing from each other, lying to each other, and Stassi's the only one. But here's the thing. Stassi has just come back to apologize and grovel and ask to be back in their lives. You know, Kristen had to slowly work her way back in for a year or two. So I say, give it some time. Let's chill out, Stassi. But Katie and Sheena and the two Toms, meanwhile, are discussing Katie's big pucker and pout party. So Katie's finally going to take public her baby, her blog she's been working on, that's doing really well. And she wants some important people there in the industry to start knowing what her blog is and take it to the next level, she calls it. So I think she wants like some big partners, sponsored content, things like that. And she's nervous that Stassi's going to crash with Kristen. Do you guys feel like, who cares if Stassi crashes it, or would that be a big deal and ruin her night?
I'm gonna leave. I've spoken so much already, so I'm just like, I don't want to. Okay. I don't want to shut up. So I'm like, you go first,
girl. We both look at each other. I mean, the only reason I wouldn't want her coming if I was Katie was only because I wouldn't want her talking to me. Like, I'd be like, ugh, please don't even try. But I don't think she'll like cause drama. I just think she would, you know, try to talk to her, and then that would be annoying when it's your night.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like time and place. Do you know what I mean? You know, Katie's launching her business. She's been working really hard. This is trying to elevate her to the next level. That wouldn't be fair for her to put a lot of stress under it, but I do think Katie needs to confront it, but definitely not the environment for that.
So tonight I would like to, instead of bouncing around moment to moment in the show, ooh, kind of continue with the theme.
Yes.
So let's roll into the Pucker and Pout party. So Stassi does not come. I'm really happy that she didn't decide to crash. I thought that was a good way to leave things. Kristen's going to go. They had their little conversation while Kristen was getting ready for the party. She's not going to crash. Kristen does take her friend Rachel, who was invited, as well as the boyfriend figure at the moment, Alex. I thought it was mature of her to not crash. But talk turns to her texting Tom. So Stassi texts Tom during the party, asking to speak with him. Stassi has said earlier in the episode that this is her, Schwartz could be the back door into Katie. So speaking of bottoms again, she says,
are you talking about me?
She says Schwartz could be that back door into getting back to Katie, being back to friends with Katie. Do you guys think this was a good plan on her part, seeing as how the whole thing played out?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just think that they just need to get all over themselves. It's like, forgive and forget. Do you know what I mean? It happened, whatever. Give her another chance. But I do, you can see her calculative ways coming back out because she's like, okay, if I get in with Tom, then I can get in with Katie. If I get in with Sheena. So she's playing the game. But one thing I also think was interesting, and I was actually not a fan of, that Katie kind of didn't invite half of the cast. I know it is your business night and it's all about you, but I thought that was very rude, and I didn't like that she wasn't honest about it. She said because, you know, the venue was at capacity, and that was all a hunk of shit, obviously, as we know, because James came and it wasn't fully at capacity either. So what do you think of that, Justine?
Yeah, it wasn't at full capacity. I mean, even if it was at full capacity, when has anyone ever played by those rules?
See, I guess they didn't have security because remember Sheena said, if I have to hire security, I will. And it seems like a few party crashers came right in. Maybe Max was invited with a plus one and he brought James to get around, and James was able to get around the you're not invited.
And how's that about Max kind of boning our girl Faith? Our favorite one that's never on the show, but which came in here, we love it. Like fully getting together.
Meaning that he was kissing someone else that wasn't Faith when he had the dental appointment?
No. I'm talking about like you know, we were talking about with Lisa about how he's liking Faith these days and how Faith's kind of getting with him to get on the show. We like that because the more she gets with people...
I don't think it's to get on the show.
I think it is. She's a smart girl. Totally, yeah.
No. They liked each other, right? Because you and Faith talked about that.
Yeah, they liked each other and I don't know why.
He's
think
ugly,
he is
isn't he?
So yeah. Not attractive. And
you guys are so
He's not though, and especially like I wouldn't hook up with him to begin with, and then especially like that he screwed his mouth off. It's another reason not to. It's Lisa Vanderpump's son.
Yeah,
I was a husband. It's Lisa Vanderpump's son. Like, come on, anybody is doing it for. Honestly, I don't know if Faith was doing it for that reason. I mean, she seems like a really chill, down to earth girl, but I just don't think that, I don't know, she could do better than him.
Totally, but it's kind of funny, I know I'm putting the superficial hat on, but, you know, it is a superficial show, we live in LA, it's a superficial after show, so we can be as superficial as we want. Isn't it funny, like, someone as, you know, put together as Lisa and so pretty that her son is just a complete flop, like, working in the kitchen, fugly, got nothing going for him, no
That's
talent.
That's so fugly. Evil
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, it's true, though, let's be real.
So true!
Yeah.
You guys are so mean, I can't take
it. But, like, it's the truth. It is. Always speak the truth, good or bad. Is that, I mean, you know.
What do you think?
Would you guys like me to lie and be like, he's so hot? Meanwhile, I'm just like, ugh, in real life. No.
I think A, I'm not attracted to him, but B, he's attractive in like a super sweet way. Like he's got a really sweet soul, like a really kind heart.
Well, he kind of has to because he's got nothing else going for him. So if he's an asshole as well, like, you know.
Stop. But wait, Let me finish. You guys are so mean tonight. I can't do it. And I've always been attracted to people's, like, personality, never the looks. Mm-hmm. So I've had a lot of, like, girlfriends say to me stuff like, ew, I can't believe you would date that guy. You could do so much better based on looks alone. And so I think if Faith and him had something real, it's totally because he has a great heart and a great personality, and he's a quiet guy. And I know that Lisa's had a lot of trouble with her son, Max. So I just think that being the youngest child and being adopted has not been the easiest on him. And it's been a rough coming up. You know, I'm sure it's hard in your mind to be like, well, who were my parents and where did I come from? And now I'm stuck in this life where I can get anything I want and do anything I want. And I think it's been a tough go for him.
Yeah, it's really hard having people, parents that are worth $500 million.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to win with you guys. Let's move on.
No, but honestly, though, I'm really all for personality, even though it might sound contradicting, but no, all I was saying was he's just not attractive.
No, he's ugly.
Like, if I knew him and he had a personality and made a connection, I would date him. I'm not saying that. All I'm just saying is I don't know him and he's not attractive.
Yeah, he's ugly.
Oh my God, you guys are evil. All right, let's get back to we're trying to keep on.
Let's not pretend. It's like, you know, like the person that, you know, like the mom in the school, like, oh, you're so beautiful, you're the prettiest. I remember when I was younger, I was a fat, ugly thing, disgusting. And mom's like, you're the most handsome in the class. It's like, no, I'm not, you're lying to me. I'm fat and ugly. Own it. And then she eventually meets, like, yeah, you know what, you know, you are a bit fat and you are, you know, not the most attractive. But, you know, you're so funny, it doesn't matter. But then I got hot when I got older, so it was fine.
I can't imagine you being fat.
I'll bring in photos 1 week, but back to the show.
Anyway, let's continue on Stassi's epic comeback. So we got to see Stassi getting ready to talk to Tom. He agrees to talk to her. Katie kind of gives her blessing for Stassi to go meet with him. She's like, you know, you guys were kind of friends too. If you really feel like you need to talk to her, fine. Give her the message that I don't care. I don't want to talk to her. Bye. Stassi getting ready to go see Tom. We get to see her in a classic, like, in the skivvies moment, which Stassi used to love showing off her bod. Now, Dan, I know we kind of had a moment earlier in the season where you said she wasn't looking as trim as she used to. I thought she still looked skinny as shit when we saw her in just a bra and panties. I was like, damn, Stassi.
Tell me, ask me what I think.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid to. Let's hear it. Let's
what
hear.
Do you think?
I think she's still a fat bitch. No. I am joking. Do you know what? I just do that because she's such an evil character. I mean, let's be honest. Like, her body is flawless. She is beautiful.
How amazing did
her
she
body,
look?
I actually think she looks like she
better.
Has got... bigger, but she's, like, she's tiny still, but she's got more curves. She doesn't look like she came, you know, straight out of Malibu Eating Disorder Clinic anymore. She looks good. So I know I've made fun of you, Stassi, but now you can like me because I finally admitted your body's good, but it is good. It was just poking a bit of fun, so now our feud can be over and we can be the best of friends.
She looks better.
Right?
Yes,
yeah,
does.
I think she does look better. I don't know. She was just too skinny before.
I kill for that rat.
Yeah, amazing.
And usually people get skinnier throughout the shows. Like, you know what I mean? They look at each other and, you know, or they look at themselves when they're on camera and they're like, oh my god, I need to lose weight, but her, it's the opposite. And I think she looks good.
Because we saw a little bit flashback with Sheena, and obviously Sheena's like tiny now, but she was always been tiny, but I remember looking at a flashback this episode like 3 seasons ago, I'm like, oh, she was kind of like a normal size. Yeah, she was just like a normal healthy size girl when the show first started.
It's because you watch yourself and the camera usually adds a little weight and you're just like, oh god, I have to look good on camera, and then it totally screws you up.
Anyway, so Stassi looks amazing. We agree.
Yes.
So she goes to meet with Tom, and it's been more than a year since they've seen each other. So she admits she's been freaking out all day, drinking all day, like such a nervous stomach that she needs to have diarrhea. Is that what she said? Something like that. Anyway, how Tom?
No, she said that about her job. Whole job. She used to. Did she say diarrhea?
Oh, I thought she said I was so nervous I was about to have diarrhea. Anyhow.
Maybe. She said that multiple times throughout the show.
Did Tom? We thought Tom looked like foxiest of the fox.
Ugh, he's just
in
hot.
This scene. Like, why did he look so hot with just a stupid baseball hat and glasses on? He looked amazing.
We both think he's so hot.
And I mean, so sweet as well. Like, it's not fair. You can't be. Well, I mean, he's very sweet, very nice, very good looking, but then he doesn't have a work ethic. Mm-hmm. So that's his downfall, remember? Because
we'll
get into that later, but yeah, no work ethic.
So I think for Tom, you guys tell me what you think. This was probably the most epic scene he's ever had in the out of the 4 seasons in this series. I think he's always been kind of like the side guy. He's more quiet. He's more shy. He's a little timid. He's sweet. Like, he was always kind of like an almost B-level character. He wasn't quite top cast. You know, he just doesn't cause drama, usually. There was the exception of him dumping a drink on Katie's head a few years ago. He comes across so quiet and sweet. But, I mean, for him, I mean, let me just repeat what he said to this girl. You were a pain in the ass, a bitch, and venomous. And then something about when your endearing qualities wore off, you were smug. So this is an addition. Then you were smug and a bitchy shell of your former self.
Oh,
you're
God.
Crawling back right now. You need humility and perspective.
Boom.
Bam.
Does anybody think it's weird that he met up with her? Like, I would have been mad. Like, I don't know, especially because Stassi is just crazy. You don't know what she's gonna do. I don't know, if I was Katie, I'd be like, oh my god, what if she hits on him? And I'm not like an insecure person like that, but I don't know, Stassi seems so crazy and I'm like, they're going to dinner. Like, I don't know, did you guys think that was weird?
No,
I just kind of thought it was the right thing to do. You know, put it, you know, it was gonna go, they're either, Stassi's either gonna come back. Oh, I just couldn't announce my words then. Stassi's either going to come back in her life or, you know, put a nice closure to her. I think it's important to confront things like that so they don't keep lingering on. Stassi's obviously going to keep messaging until they do it, so get out of the way and whatever happens, happens.
But the problem was between Stassi and Katie, not Stassi and Tom.
But when two become one, you know, they're engaged, so.
That's what I think he had a lot he wanted to say for how upset Katie was when Stassi and Katie had their, like, you know, finale of the friendship. He saw really how it affected her. That's his woman. This girl, Stassi, had been in his life for years as a, kind of his friend, too, because she was always around. And I think he was like, you know what? I got a lot to say to you, too, honey. Like, all these things I held in all these years, you talking crap to my girlfriend, you know. Katie really was Stassi's little underling. And I think he was like, this is my time. She's down right now. This is my time to tell her how I feel. And she can't really clap back. You know what I mean?
That does make sense.
Yeah, I was really proud of him. I just think, go. And do you know what else it reminded me of? My favorite show. I'm sorry, I love Vanderpump Rules, but nothing can top The Hills back in the day.
Oh yeah.
This was the original.
That was, like, that's how it was filmed. It was like, doo-doo. Like, it was so Hills vibes.
And The Hills, they were always eating at a restaurant. They were always out for dinner.
They were always crying. Everyone was crying. I mean, everything was like life and death.
Oh, amazing.
Do you think that show was the original,
I don't know. It's kind of like Laguna Beach was such a precursor. No, I think like,
Well, the Osbournes were number one.
The Real World. I think The Real World was. Oh, yeah, true, yeah. Which was like 100 effing years ago at this point.
But with not even talking about like a competition show. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot, like not living in a house, like their real lives, you know, like this is supposed to be their real lives. And so
well,
was The Hills.
Real World was. But it was their like, real lives. They weren't acting in
but
the
But they
beginning.
Were like in a house, not in their real.
Well.
That's when I really concerned my family, because when I watched The Hills for the first time, I was like, that's where I'm meant to be. I'm meant to be on a reality show.
Oh my God.
I love that.
So Stassi's reaction to Tom telling her all of these mean things was to start crying. And like ridiculously Stassi level crying. And he's like, don't get defensive. And then her, she says what she said actually in the beginning of the episode at Kristen's apartment. She said, why does everyone else get to get forgiven? And he says to her, so this is the next thing he says that I can't believe he had the balls to say to her. They have redeeming qualities.
Damn.
I mean,
I think he just wanted to get together with her so he could tell her off.
Just blast her, yeah.
Right. I think he was getting out a lot he had saved up for her.
He's just like, Jesus, I hate her. I gotta tell it to her.
Here's the crazy part. So Stassi's trying to get back into Katie's life through Tom. And she throws out, like, wanting to talk to Katie. He's like, it's never gonna happen. But he had just invited her to the engagement party. So
that was weird.
So he invites her to the engagement party. She's like, no, I want to talk to Katie before that. And he's like, well, that's never going to happen. You're dreaming. But she's allowed to come to the engagement party? Like, how awkward is that going to be? How awkward of a position did he just put Katie in?
That's so awkward, first of all, that he's telling her off. And he's like, wait, no, come to the engagement party.
Right. I think he felt bad.
I would not be happy.
Yeah, I think because he was being such an asshole, he was like, oh my God, this is not like me. But just a little just tip. I know this is backtracking a bit, but because we always talk about how much money they're on and how much money they have, because I am a designer boy, I like designer things, and I know all the designers. Stassi in Kristen's apartment when she was getting ready was holding a $15,000 Balenciaga bag.
Okay.
I didn't even notice.
So, like, I mean, if she's talking about not having enough money and, you know, trying to find an apartment, that's a load of shit because she's got a $15,000 bag.
Can I just say that it's crazy you just said that, because I made a status the other day on Facebook and I was like, it was only not even $15,000, $3,000. I go, what is the point of having a $3,000 bag? Like, I'm fine with one that's like at a thrift store for $5. Like, I don't know, like $15,000, there's starving people in the world. Come on.
I think also with Stassi, how she mentioned, I was there when Katie started her blog. I have a blog. So she's a fashion blogger. I think she does get a lot of great stuff for free to show on the blog, and that's probably her best revenue stream, if her only revenue stream, kind of, right now. Or, I guess, being on the show at all, she gets paid
That's
for.
That's how it works.
But, you know, I'm sure that she's using things, or she has friends in the industry that are loaning her things that she doesn't own or she's gifted, you know, so that she may use them on Vanderpump Rules for status symbol or because a friend wants her to use it or wear it or whatever. But it's kind of all for the fashion blog or for personal gain to help a friend in the fashion industry, what have you.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I interviewed her about 10 months ago.
Right.
At Super Saturday or Sunday, whatever it is. Rachel Zoe does that big thing in Santa Monica where they do a massive sale. And I was interviewing her and I said, oh, what's been the best? This is when we were friends.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what's been the best part about, you know, being on the Vanderpump Rules show and having financial success? Because, you know, before the show, she had nothing. And she said, oh, being able to buy my Chanel bags. Like, she's built up a collection and they're around $12,000 each. So she's probably got about a $120,000 collection of Chanel bags.
You guys may disagree with me, but I just... It's ridiculous. There's a lot of things you can spend your money on more useful than a bag.
I feel like she probably doesn't have that many.
Maybe she's just bullshitting because she's not really, you know, the most trustworthy person. But right. Yeah, that's what she said. So we'd like to try and believe her, but who knows? Because it's Stassi.
Maybe she's just trying to sound cool.
Mm.
She may have had to sell a few since then. Who knows?
Yes.
Let's get into James for the other portion of our after show because it kind of seemed like most of the rest of the drama was all about James and a bunch of different ladies. So the problem starts when it's revealed that James has drunk texted not only Kristen, but Lala. And it kind of is going two different ways. He's got a lot of negative energy he's putting out toward Lala, saying a lot of nasty things to her about her ex being back in town. So I guess he's found out through Faith that her ex was in town. She's hooking up with her ex. And Faith also shared some unsavory details that Lala maybe, let's just call it, tossed his salad. And he's pissed. So he writes all these nasty things to her, huge long text. And did she say it came at like
4:30 in the morning?
Something
yeah.
super random late in the morning, like drunk, crazy hour. He's probably blacked out. In addition, we find out that he has texted Kristen. She has unblocked him, which I don't know why she would.
Yeah, that's a weird.
Whole other element. But he's having the vibes that he misses her. So the thing that he kind of reveals through the show is that he's been put off by a bunch of girls, or he's claiming he's having all these one-night stands. I think probably it's just like Lala is the issue in his head. I don't doubt that he's hooking up with tons of people. I think the issue is Lala to him is this like golden goddess. Like she is the epitome of it all. Like blonde, gorgeous, so fun, so down, so cool. And she won't give it up to him. She doesn't feel that way about him. So it's this constant chase for him. And I think because he's feeling rejected, you immediately go back to the last, like, emotional acceptance that you had, mm-hmm. which was Kristen. So I think that's where his head is at when he's saying that he misses her, wants to see her again, wants to talk to her. When he's explaining that to Max, and then he crashes the party and wants to speak to her. I think that's where his head at, but is that what you guys thought was happening?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll start off by saying that my sister's kind of in that position right now, and... I mean, I'm not going to get into it, obviously, but basically...
She's getting drunk texted.
No, but she was into this guy, and then, you know, all of a sudden she's like, I don't need you, and now all of a sudden he wants her. And I feel like it's, you go, you know, when Kristen was all about James, he wanted her. And now that she's like, I really don't care, he's like, Kristen, like, guys want what they can't have.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, I mean, I actually deep down like him, but he's a bit of an idiot. He's immature. That's kind of my thoughts on it. But I did like, because I'm obviously not a Kristen. I know you're a Kristen. But I did like that she's just like, she acts like, I think she does care, but she does not give him anything. She shows, she's like, look, you're a dickhead. Like, I've moved on. Like, don't even talk to me. So I'm loving that. Yes.
Saying that again, when I say guys can't have or they want what they can't have, girls are the same way. So I'm not just calling you guys out. I'm calling everyone out. It's kind of like, I hate that, the thrill of the chase. And it's like, I could say, oh, no, I'm not like that. I'm not going to be one of those girls. But you just kind of can't help it sometimes. And it's like, it's that thrill. And it sucks. But people are like that. That's how it is.
So when Lala confronts James at work about the drunk text. I thought this was like the best fight we've seen all season, just for like the kinds of things they were saying to each other. I don't know why I was so into it. It was pretty short.
Yes.
But you're like a lawyer right now. Like,
yes. so serious.
So she said, it's not, I loved how she got so passionate right away, and she's like, what happens in my bedroom is none of your business, and what happens in your bedroom is none of my business. We just had this talk the other day at the photo shoot, which we did get to see last week. We laid down all the ground rules. She could not be more honest and more right.
He won't give up.
That's why I love her, because she's just so brutally honest with him. And, like, we don't get to see that from any other character on this show, that honesty. It's we really don't. She just lays it all out there. And
she's not leading him on.
Right. Mm. Exactly.
That's why I love it, because I understand that people might not like her because she's got a bit of a controversial personality. But, like, she's just being herself. She's right. The only one on the whole show that is just authentically herself all the time, as well as, Tom as well. But, how can you hate her? Like, she just saying it how it is. There's no behind the back. There's no this. There's no that. There's no bitching. She just puts it all right out there. So hats off to her. I'm loving Layla.
Someone made a comment on, not last week's, but one of the weeks, and they're just like, God, he keeps saying Layla, but it's okay because he has an accent.
No, because in Australia, like, we don't say Lala, we pronounce it Layla.
Okay.
So I'm trying to, like, become American, but in Australia, Lala is nothing. It's Layla.
Like that Eric Clapton song, Layla?
Yeah, it's what's
that. Doing you.
Oh, my God, I love it.
I think that people may have a hard time accepting her because it's a show, and most of the time, people will do anything to be on a show.
Right.
So to some people out there, they don't, even us, like, we don't know her, so some people can form the judgment of she's cool, she's down to earth, kind of like what we think. But some people out there, I totally see where they're coming from. Like, come on, anyone does anything to be on a show, they might think she's doing the same thing.
Mm. And let's talk about Ariana, sorry, just quickly. How hot did Ariana look?
Oh my God!
I'm like, that's like a whole page. That black cape dress, she shut it down.
Boobs on fleek. Well, I know that Ariana's super hot, and she used to wear a lot more, or we got to see her wear a lot more, like, fun, funky clothes in past seasons. I feel like you guys, like, don't really remember as much, because I was like, no, Ariana's cool. Ariana's a good time. She's got great style. And you guys were over there like, what? Shut the hell up.
We're just judgmental assholes. We're like, no, she's not looking cool. Too bad, yeah.
But she brought back, like, season 2, season 3 Ariana for me tonight. Like, letting the girls fly. She looks great.
I wish I could wear the shirts that go down so low that you see your boobs, but it's like me, I have to wear a bra that I can't wear it down or you'll see the strap.
Mine are so small. My boobs are so small that I could wear a shirt down to my belly button and, like, no cleavage would hang in the middle. That's how small my boobs are.
That's how hot it is. Like, mine just don't look good if I don't have a bra on. So it just looks stupid.
Come on. We were talking. I know this is like, oh, it's not inappropriate because I'm a gay man. But your boobs, I even said before the show, I'm like, man, they're amazing. I love them.
You can't see because of the microphone.
They're huge. They're huge.
But because the bra makes them nice. I'm not, like, going to be like, yeah, they look like this all the time. Like, it's bra, whatever.
They look great. And you're very Kate Moss vibe because, you're very thin and all of that. So you might not have the biggest tits in the world, but it suits you because you're
tall,
so thin. Yeah,
thin.
Model-esque.
Thanks. I wish I could model.
Loves it. You're so cool.
Then I wouldn't
have,
like, 8 jobs. Anyway.
don't be a Tom and, try to model and then not do anything with it.
Ooh, that's what she said. Wait, also at the party.
Yes.
I was dying over the moment of Tom Sandoval getting his eyebrows manicured. Were you done? I mean, and then he was all defensive, his interview, like, it's not feminine, it's just taking care of yourself. And he was being, like, so dramatic. She plucked one hair, and he had to, like, push her away and turn toward the mirror and make sure that, like, his eyebrows still looked okay. One hair!
My ex was like that. He wasn't originally, but I waxed his eyebrows for him. Like, we had fun. We laid down. He laid down, and then I took a little wax, and I just, like, waxed his eyebrows. And we used to go get manicures and pedicures together. But he really seriously, he was metro. He wasn't gay at all. Like, I know he wasn't. So I like guys that take care of themselves. But sometimes it gets a little out of hand.
I want to be your boyfriend. I want to go for pedis and manicures with you. That would be fun.
I didn't pay for it. Like,
yeah. Oh, much better.
No, I didn't. It's not like I was being a sugar mama.
I've never had a metrosexual boyfriend.
Really?
It might actually be fun for, like, a day, but I'm not used to that.
I don't like, how some girls like beards? I hate beards. I hate, like, hair. I love guys if they could be,
my boyfriend's
shaved.
So hairy.
No. Like, I love guys, like, shaved and clean cut. And I'm like, sometimes I'm like, damn, like, do I like girls?
Because if he met her, because I haven't met this boyfriend. I said, I need to see a photo. He's bloody hot. He's got, like, a six-pack going, the muscles. Her boyfriend is, like, on another level. Vanderpump rules. He's hot, like, as hot as Tom. Great.
Really? I haven't seen him. Let's let him be a guest.
Well, everybody can look at my social media. I don't feel like we never take pictures of each other anymore. We've been together. We're like
How long?
Katie, you guys are like, oh, Katie and Tom are such an old married couple. They never have sex. Please. Like, the amount of time those two have been together times, like, four is how long he and I have been together. So
but
we
do
don't
you guys
have
not-
a bunch. We don't have a bunch of, like, cute, like, selfies we take together anymore or anything like that.
Do you guys hook up still?
Every now and then.
Really? You like a Katie and Tom?
No, she gets down.
I don't
You'd love it.
Talk about my sex life on the show. That's
talk
off
about
limits.
It.
what other? Oh, so I wanted to talk about when James does confront Kristen at the party. So he's had his time of like fighting with Lala. He's drunk texted Lala and Kristen. He wants to confront Kristen and be like, "What's up? I still got feelings," which is weird. I don't even think he really did. He seemed a little drunk to me while he crashed the party and confronted her.
He's always drunk.
He definitely seemed drunk, right? Am I right?
Yeah, of course.
At least like tipsy. Yeah, at least like feeling good.
So they have the conversation, which I thought this was funny, because she's like, "I've never been happier." And he's like, "Shut the hell up. That's what people say who aren't happy." I loved that line because she used that line on Tom at a reunion. So it was the reunion when she and Tom had finally broken up and she was newly with James. Like, they were just, like, screwing. They weren't even really, like, a couple yet. And they were, like, newly having sex. She was, like, and claiming, like, "I'm in love. I've never been more happy in my life." And it was, like, such an embarrassing moment for her. And it was the exact same line this week. And I was like, oh, boy. And the fact that James called her out and was like, "No, that you're not happy." I was like, oh, boom. Like,
that is a true statement. But at the same time, she really does kind of seem happy without him. Because James is a disaster. So I think she was kind of serious this time.
I have good vibes about this Alex guy. Do you guys like him?
I love him. I think he's great and nice. And he's got the southern accent. I think he's exactly what she needs. But as I said, I'm still a little bit scared of Kristen. Like, I'm waiting for her to crack. Because it's like scary. Like, why is she being so nice? This is not... Like, I'm just ready for her to go bam. But like, so... So far, she's doing well, but I am scared. Like, I am waiting in anticipation. I'm just waiting for her to bring back the old bitch.
See, he's hot and nice and...
Yeah.
I like him.
I think we might get a clean season out of her.
Hopefully.
Like, I think she might be like, "I'm going to hold my shit together. I know that they want to push my buttons. You know, I'm going to hold my shit together for a whole season and everyone thinks I'm, like, rehabilitated Kristen." I think we're going to get that out of her. But, that sounds like a prediction. Why don't we do predictions for next
week? I love the prediction music. Are you ready for it? Oh, we're not getting it today.
Here we go.
Wait, that wasn't...
It's the short one. Oh, now we have the one.
I was like, wait,
there's
what happened
wrong
to
with the mixer.
Oh, that's all right.
Thanks, doll.
I thought he was just like, not in the mood to do the long one today.
Let me quickly read over what we get to see in the promo, and then you guys predict everything. So we get to see Katie is pissed that Tom has invited Stassi to the engagement party. Katie and Tom are also in a fight over him kind of dropping the job with Lisa and the sangria. And she tells him to get a fucking job.
Megan cursing tonight.
I know. I can't help it.
Love it.
Stassi plans to get the haters to like her to get back in Katie's life. And she is hanging out with Sheena, who said terrible things about her 2 weeks ago. And Jax is having a crazy drunk moment with Tom Sandoval and says, "I'm the number one guy in this group," and they have a fight. Oh my God, go. Who goes first?
I feel like I always talk, but like, we'll just go around naturally in a circle.
Okay, let's go.
Well,
We all always talk.
I know, we are all talkers, but I'm like, you know, I just feel tonight I'm like, I'm having not shut up. But anyway, what am I thinking? Yeah, we're going to see Two-Face Sheena come back, because we've had a bit of a break from her, which has been nice, but obviously she's going to go talk to Stassi. Didn't think it was very good what Tom did, but I mean, great for the show, and I think we're going to see a throwdown with Katie and Stassi. And aside from that, I think we're just going to keep seeing the whole, like, stupid James thing and Lala thing, and yeah, I think we're going to see more of Kristen as well.
I think next week we're going to see Tom and Katie fight, like, hardcore, and Katie and Stassi confront each other. Like, I think that's going to be the majority, because there's always, like, someone they focus on each episode, so I think that's what's going to be focused on.
So I think the engagement party will not be next week. I think the earliest it will be is 2 weeks away, so next week will be all about the tension.
They'll reel us in.
Yeah, so like, Katie and Tom are beyond, like, fighting. She's so pissed at him about the invite to Stassi, and she wants to kill him over not getting a job. She's like, "How am I going to marry you? You're such a lazy bum." And I think maybe when we got to see back in during the Hawaii episodes, the preview for the whole the rest of the
season.
Blah, 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 blah. the line where he said, "How did I almost fucking marry you?" or whatever he said. I think that's going to come out next week during their fight about him needing to get a job.
Oh, I thought that happened. That was supposed to happen in Hawaii, but they never aired it. I didn't know that was, you know what I mean? Oh, that was during, the second part of the season, what was to come up.
Right, right, right.
I always wondered, what happened with that?
Right. But. So I think that's going to happen next week during their fight. I think this, Jackson-Tom fight's not going to be a big deal, even though he's such a jackass. I think it's just going to be he's wasted. He's obviously swigging out of the bottle, so he's, probably blackout drunk in this scene. Tom's going to be over it by the next morning. Jax will apologize. Jax will be having one of his epic hangovers and apologize. And who else? What else? Sheena will continue being her fake, do anything to be on TV self. And hangs out with Stassi, even though she can't stand her and will continue to say terrible things about her.
Yes, I love when Megan gets the bitch out. We all agree, Stassi is two-faced. Yay! Woo!
Sheena.
No,
Sheena. Oh, no, sorry. Sheena. I'm just thinking Stassi. Sheena is two-faced, not Stassi yet.
Someone also called us out for saying Sheena for a while. I think that was probably me saying Sheena. It was me. I'm sorry. You know what it is? Because I know a couple Sheenas, so automatically I'm like, Sheena. But it's okay. Sheena. I meant that.
All right, guys. Well, we'd love to keep the conversation with you going. Send us your predictions this week. Dan, where can they find you on social media, my love?
You can find me, guys, at Instagram, at Dan Babic, and then on Twitter, the same thing, but with the underscore. It's been a great show, and I love my panel. So much fun. And I love that you're a bit of a bitch tonight, Megan. Good girl. Bring out the bitch.
Finally. We're not the only ones that are haters tonight. Okay, well, you can find me at Twitter, at... That was weird. Justine Divanna 3, and that's D-I-V-A-N-N-A. And on Instagram at Let's Face It With... Oh, my God. Why can't I talk tonight, guys? Let's Face It With Justine. And follow me there. I'm going to be doing a huge giveaway for my other show on Wednesdays.
Okay.
Jesus, I'm blanking today. Sure. Your turn.
It's a rough Monday for us all, folks. Bear with us. Well, you guys can keep the convo going with me. If you're a Stassi fan or a Kristen fan, please tweet me. I love talking about them. They're my faves. I am at Megan Stecker on Twitter, and that is also the same for Instagram and Snapchat. It's all at MEGANSTECHER. Thanks for joining us for the Vanderpump Rules After Show. As rocky as it's been, hope you're having a better Monday than us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Woo!
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.